This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti at our home near the banks of the Ohelote. Afternoons are longer. There's daylight. Mornings are still dark, says the fellow who gets up at 5 a.m. Sometimes I sleep until 5:30, but around that time, our dog Burley, who sleeps beside our bed, shakes his head and flops his ears. It's his signal to get up, and so I do. I do this in the dark so as to not wake up Ms. Mosquiti and wonder how does she sleep through the Burley ear flop. Anyway, it's dark and Burley is black and there's some body bumping on my way to the kitchen light and the door to outside. Two cats follow us and nowadays a puppy comes racing along. I urge them all outdoors and remind the new puppy to not come in until he's done his thing. I mutter to myself about puppies and start the morning coffee routine. Grind beans, boil water, make a huge mess with ground beans and boiling water. And finally, have a cup of joe. Come on, sunshine. But aren't the longer days glorious? Oh my goodness, long days are mood changers. This is the life, I shout to our chickens. Hold on, wait a second, you chickens. Is this an egg? So change is afoot, right? Here comes spring. The dark mornings are still quite chilly. I mean, upper 20s, low 30s, but hello, warm, long days. Snow is slowly melting on nearby mountain peaks. Excursions into the hills mean crossing flowing creeks, clear flowing water over and around rocks, noisy water in canyons or across woodlands. Oh, and March is always the season of change. Sandhill cranes start departing the Sulphur Springs Valley. Large and small flocks fly over our home, calling sometimes so high in the sky and sometimes quite low and calling. All the changes, you know, of the approaching spring, bird species leaving, bird species arriving. I mean, isn't it time for turkey vultures to arrive? I mean, how fun to see the first turkey vultures, slow down, Petey, the first turkey vultures of the season at our home. We study soaring birds until Ms. Mosquiti and I say, oh yeah, that's a vulture. That's a Cathartes aura. Isn't that a great scientific name? Cathartes from the Greek for purifier. Aura, actually, I've seen it listed as a common name of vultures further deep south in the Americas, but I also read that it's the Greek for a breeze, an exhalation, a small wind. So how about it means purifier of the breeze? Thank you for cleaning up the carrion of the borderlands, you magnificent soaring bird. The little town of Bisbee, Arizona, in the Mule Mountains, very near our home, that little town, that community celebrates the turkey vultures' arrival, you know, in the first week of March, they do a celebration. Aravaca, Arizona, same thing, that little town and community celebrates the turkey vulture in early March. How wonderful is that? And it just reminds me to celebrate spring, and I mean, choose a wildflower. How about the Mexican poppy? Big party. Choose a reptile. Come out of that woodpile, you Clark's spiny lizard. Big party. Oh, ooh, Western Diamondback. Big party, no hugging. But here comes spring. Here comes daylight. Oh, my goodness. And many wonderful celebrations celebrating the flora and fauna of the borderlands. Because the borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.